I have one reading for you this morning. It's by the 13th century Persian mystic and poet Rumi, as translated by Coleman Barks. Rumi says, "At night, I open the window and ask the moon to come and press its face against mine. Breathe into me. Close the language door and open the love window. The moon won't use the door, only the window." On March 7th, 1970, the day before my 7th birthday, there was a solar eclipse, which was visible across all of North America. Maybe some of you remember it. The moon was directly between the Earth and the sun for almost 3.5 minutes, and there won't be a longer total eclipse over the United States until April 2024. This solar eclipse occurred just 7 months after we had landed on the moon. My family had arranged to visit friends of ours in Virginia, and we, along with lots of neighbors and friends, went to the local park and set up elaborate contraptions for viewing the eclipse. We had poster board with pinholes hung with clothespins on clothesline and ladders, tons of binoculars, telescopes, and cameras. I remember being very surprised at how quiet it became as the sky grew darker and darker, how the birds all seemed to settle in as though it were night. It was spooky, the way the whole world seemed to pause and hold its breath. Hopeful, but not really sure what was happening or if, in fact, the light would really return. It felt like an incredible event to have witnessed and to have been a part of. I felt special and connected to my family and our friends and all the other witnesses, all of those who had shared in this experience. And I felt connected to the cosmos. I could almost literally feel how we were lined up with the moon and the sun, and how somehow, while we were incredibly small and insignificant, by witnessing this cosmic alignment, by participating in it, our significance was somehow enhanced. We were tiny and yet integral parts of our universe. Now, the next day, for my 7th birthday, our friends planned a treasure hunt for my birthday presents, and my prize present at the end of the hunt was a high-powered magnifying glass. I spent much of the rest of my birthday examining ants, fingerprints, dust specks, and the fleas on the dog. I felt like a giant and very significant indeed. We humans often look for familiar reflections in the heavens to draw them closer, to feel more connected. We look for our reflection. We create gods in our image. We see bulls, bears, scorpions, twins, and fish in the night sky. We see a jelly donut on Mars. We look for ways to trap the enormity of our world, to make it more manageable and comprehensible. Renowned Unitarian Universalist minister Forrester Church has famously said that religion is our human response to the dual reality of being alive and having to die. I think another way to define religion is our human response to being both all-powerful and completely powerless, to being enormously complex giants and brief specks of dust. Our dual reality of being completely insignificant in the face of cosmic space and time, and yet so very significant to our loved ones, our family and friends, and also each of us being vast galaxies ourselves of cells, microbes, bacteria, neurons, and even larger universes of quarks, neutrinos, and other subatomic particles. The religious impulse, I believe, can be thought of as our desire to reconcile these realities, to cherish our complexity and depth, and to marvel at our very existence, while at the same time acknowledging our infinitesimal blip, our relative cosmic insignificance, to reconcile being all-comprehending and totally ignorant, all-powerful and completely powerless, dust and water, and yet the dust and water of stars and galaxies from the beginning of time. The astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson says, "Our molecules are traceable to stars that exploded and spread these elements across the galaxy. If you see the universe as something you participate in, as this great unfolding of a cosmic story, that, I think, should make you feel large, not small." He says, any astrophysicist does not feel small looking up at the universe. We feel large. I think the moon can be a great touchstone for our connection to the universe, a second point to form our line of connectivity, our arterial transport to that live wire running through the universe. To find that line, you can imagine yourself as one point and the moon as the second point. Connect the dots, the line of connection becomes real and visible, connecting us to the heavens, to a larger reality. Most of us at one time or another have had the experience of looking up at the moon in the night sky, perhaps when we've been far away or separated from someone we love, and we've drawn comfort knowing that the same moon is also shining down on our loved one. There's a reassurance, a feeling of connection and oneness that is real and life-affirming and sustaining. The moon is still that second point in our line, and our loved one is the third point, connecting the three of us in an intimate and yet expansive angle. And then I think not just of my angle, but all of the other angles of which the moon is the apex. The moon as a tent pole holding up all of our connecting lines of love and longing. And then I think of those lines of connection not simply going up to the moon and back down, but continuing on through. The moon is no longer at the top of the tent, but simply a point of intersection of lines passing through us out to the stars, an axis mundi connecting the earth to the heavens. Perhaps you've heard about the Buddhist who said to the hot dog vendor, "Make me one with everything." Perhaps this then is the religious impulse, the desire to feel, to know that we are not separate, that we are one with everything. Being nothing and being everything, holding those two realities together in our minds and hearts, feeling that impulse stretch down to our atoms and out to the stars. Reconciling our insignificance and our centrality, not by choosing one or the other, but by establishing our relationship to each. Finding our place in the grand stream of existence, we matter. Our life has meaning. We make up a critical part of the whole of existence. We are the fabric of the universe. Our thread is minuscule, but without our thread, the universe would be lacking. It's been said that a Unitarian Universalist is someone who faces all questions with an open mouth. We do like to talk, to discuss, to debate, to pontificate. But Rumi says, close the language door and open the love window. The moon won't use the door, only the window. Sometimes words fail us. Sometimes they cannot capture our intensity of thought, our depth of feeling, our immensity of awe and wonder. The religious impulse can arise deep within us and expand beyond us. Sometimes we need to close the language door, realizing the limitations of words. We need to open the love window to experience the depth and breadth of our amazing world and our place in it. Andrew Smith, in his book Moondust, tells us that Alan Bean, the astronaut who was the fourth person to walk on the moon, after returning from space, he sat for hours in a Houston shopping mall, just eating ice cream and watching the people swirl around him, enraptured by the simple yet miraculous fact that they were there and alive in that moment, and so was he. Rumi also said, Moonlight floods the whole sky from horizon to horizon. How much it can fill your room depends on its windows. The moon is always there, day or night, whether we venture out to look at it or stay inside with the shutters drawn and the blinds closed. We do have a say in how many love windows we open, how much moonlight we allow to fill our rooms. We come from stardust and we will return to stardust. Perhaps we are stardust throughout, always stardust, always connected to our most minute particles and our most distant supernovas. We already are one with everything. We just need to open more windows to let more moonlight in. This knowledge of our connection to everything else can have profound implications for how we choose to live our lives. What we do matters. We can more fully realize we are bound together with each other. As Reverend Dr. King said, we are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. Or as the Reverend Mark Morrison Reed, Unitarian Universalist minister, put it, the central task of the religious community is to unveil the bonds that bind each to all. There is a connectedness, a relationship discovered amid the particulars of our own lives and the lives of others. Once felt, it inspires us to act for justice. May we embrace the paradoxes of our existence, our limits, and our infinite capacities. May we see and feel our connections stretching from deep within us to the outermost stars. And may the moon continually remind us of our oneness with each other and with everything. May we keep opening our doors and our windows to fill our rooms with love. Amen.